morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 125 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. What's that, Arson?
Talk about web slinging.
Talk about web slinging. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the upgraded kid himself, Arson Lakpa.
System activated. Welcome to Arson 2.0.
I think, for some reason, I feel like we've introduced Arson 2.0 like three different times in the show.
Welcome to Arson 4.0.
There we go. We've never seen Arson 4.0, even though he sounds almost identical to Arson 2.0.
Yeah, you know, it's just something light. It's a little minor changes. No major breaking changes here.
Oh, okay. Just some slight bug fixes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My guy, we're on the other side, man.
Yes.
The promised land. The consoles have launched. We got new games. Spider-Man's out. It's a good time here in America, in the good old U.S. of A.
Is it?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the gaming landscape, yes. And I got to say, unfortunately, all the EU people, the European folks, they couldn't get their consoles over the past week, or at least the PlayStation 5, because it launched a week after. So hopefully by the time of this video dropping, if we have any EU listeners, you guys have your PS5s in hand by now. But
shout out EU.
It's a good time, man. It's a good time. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But as always, let's go ahead and get that little personal life update check-in going. What's going on, man?
You know, nothing too crazy. My little baby boy, Cayenne, his eye's better. He's looking normal now.
Good.
So we can show pictures of him to the world and not have people wonder what the hell is wrong with his eye. He's everything looks good.
Nah, they've been abusing this cat already.
I know, right? Day one, it looked like we gave him a black eye. Not a black eye, but it looked
what
like
you said to me?
We just popped him in the head.
Smacked him for talking back.
Yeah, but on a not serious note, what am I trying to say? Basically, we're having fun with Cayenne. It's my first time owning a cat like by myself. Like, my parents have had a cat. They've had cats throughout my growing up. This is my cat, bro. This is Angelique and Ernest's cat, so it's a nice little learning experience. We're having a fun time, and he's a little tornado of fun. So, love to have him. Shout out Cayenne one time. How about that?
Shout out Cayenne. Hold on, let me see if I can get a little sound for him.
And a little meow meows or anything or something. I'll play this back for him.
I do have this.
Nope.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, shit. Don't do him like that.
Hold on.
Are you going to treat him like... Thank you.
It seems cordial, you know, nice little applause.
Thank you for fixing that mistake. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, what else is going on?
Damn, bro. That's pretty much it. Honestly, like, I've been chilling with Lil Cayenne. Haven't watched too much TV recently, but I'll try and hop back on something. Because I got to bring something to the table. You brought Queen's Gambit. That was a bop.
You brought that, bro.
I brought Queen's Gambit. My bad. That was a bop. Holy shit. My bad. I forgot I got it from another one of my homies. He brought Queen's Gambit. I got to bring something to the podcast on my own. So, I'll keep the folks updated next week. How about that?
Exactly. Sounds good. Not much on my side either. Not much on my side. You know, I have been a fervent supporter of the next gen console launch. I've been very excited, been following it closely. Got my Xbox Series X. I think I talked about that last week on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not have my PS5 in hand. But I told you guys the plan, right?
Right.
Told you guys I was going to try and get one launch day. And, you know, I already had one pre-ordered, but I wanted one launch day to play through the weekend and all that good stuff. And I got one. And let me tell you, bro, it was a journey. It was a journey.
Wow.
First of all, I'll give everybody some backstory here. Didn't pre-order an Xbox or didn't pre-order a PS5 because I thought it was going to go live on Amazon. Like, you know, the time it was supposed to go live. Ended up going live a random time. And I wanted to get it on Amazon because I had gift cards, all this good stuff. So I missed it. What ended up happening is, you know, I stay on my forum stuff. So I was on Reddit. Somebody on the PS5 forum was like, hey, use this little browser extension, because I tried to get it on Target, couldn't check out. I had it in my cart. They're like, if you have it in your cart, use this browser extension. They keep restocking them, but, you know, there's no way you're fast enough to check out. Use this extension. It'll check one out for you and you'll be good. I was like, okay. Did it, checked out, but I wasn't sure if it was going to get canceled or anything because it hadn't officially restocked, but I had that one saved up. From there, I was like, okay, like, what's going on? The Target escapade in the PS5 subreddits were going crazy. They were like, Target's like, yeah, you ain't getting these. We shipping it on launch day. Y'all ain't getting your consoles until days after. We ain't playing with y'all. Go ahead and S this D. So knowing that, I was like, oh boy, I don't know what I'm not going to have this on launch day. I took off a day, not just to play consoles, but because my vacation was like, you know, it was being maxed out. So I needed to take a day off to keep the streak alive. So I didn't like go over my vacation time and stop gaining. That's a whole nother. But I took a day off and I was like, all right, I want to play the PS5. So I'm going to get one launch day. Target said, we're going to have in-store pickup.
Gotcha.
So we're like, okay. You know, I was on the pulse. People were like, hey, it's going to drop around this time. It happened for the Series X. And it went fine. So I was like, all right, PS5 time. Me and Amanda both trying. They dropped.
Teamwork.
Like, we're trying. Like, they're going in and out of stock. It took us like an hour.
No.
Maybe an hour
way.
Plus to end up checking out. That we weren't trying to check out the whole hour straight, but they were like, went out of stock for a long time. And we were like monitoring this YouTuber that was live streaming.
Oh,
waiting
yo.
For him to tell us it was going in stock, bro. Cause I was like, I got to get this thing tomorrow. It's not going to be as easy as I thought. So, we both copped a PS5. Cause I was like, let's both check out just in case. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We both ended up like doing in-store pickup at two separate targets. So I was like, all right, tomorrow we're gonna go to each Target, pick up the PS5, go to the first Target. We're feeling good. I'm so hyped. I'm like, wow, I love my girlfriend. She got me a PS5. I got a PS5. It's just such a good situation.
Wow.
And then we get to the first Target and they're like, oh yeah, that order, yeah, that's no good here. And we're like,
what
are you saying? He's like, oh yeah, we sold out. We oversold, so yeah, we can't go ahead and give you that PS5.
What the?
And there's nothing we could do about it. And we were like,
scammers.
You could tell this Target employee had already told about 50 different people this, because he sounded scared as shit, bro. He sounded like I was about to grab him by his fucking collar and beat
he had
him
a little quiver in his voice.
He was like, yes, so we kind of oversold. It was an error in the system. I was like, oh,
this man,
like,
has
right,
been
bro,
abused.
It's fine. I was like, it's fine, my guy. It's fine. So went to the next Target. So I was like, oh, please don't hold me. I'm really not going to get this. Went to the next Target. They had it in stock. It was a smooth transition. Then there was like 50 dozen other people at this Target running in being like, this order, they tried to tell me it was oversold. So they were basically having the same issue. But, you know, I got mine secured. And then I got to surprise the boys and say, hey, I got this pre-order. You know, they were all shocked. It was a good time. So got the PS5, and Series X and PS5 have literally been my life this weekend.
Nice.
No cap.
Nice.
So I'm excited to talk about them.
No cap on that. Let's talk about it.
No cap. Let's talk about it, man. So let's approach it like this. Do you have any questions? No, I've had hands on. Mm-hmm. I have some strong opinions.
Yes.
I think I have some hot takes as well. I'm curious, do you have any questions? Do you have any anything from your perspective that you want to know off rip?
Okay, a little softball question, just something light, just relating to PS5 UI. I think I remember you mentioning in the Discord that PS5 UI is not as good as the Xbox UI. Not to say that it's bad or anything, but you're saying it's not as good. I just wanted to know kind of like more on that. Like, one, what makes it just kind of, you know, man your eyes? And two, like, what are the speeds that we're looking at on this UI screen? Or I'm talking about, like, the home, like, you know, the PS5 home screen or whatever. Because I know, like, I have a base model PS4. That should be chugging. Like, just be doing, just to do the simplest of operation. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to go to settings. Why am I lagging? And then, especially the store, you know, the store always be lagging. What is that experience like on PS5?
Yeah, so I have a love-hate relationship with the PS5 right now. I love the console. The hardware itself is nice. Like, you can tell It's a beefy boy. It's strong. You know, it has the next gen hardware that we need going in and to play these new games. And the UI looks really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And it's snappy. So, like, when we're talking about speed, just pure navigation, like, performance-wise, it's snappy. You're zooming through those games. Going into the store, there's no, like, crazy loading. You're literally just, like, as soon as you go to the store tab, it's already open. It's built into the system. Like, I have yet to experience anything on the PS5 where I have had to wait for any certain thing, you know? So... It's snappy for sure. Mm-hmm. And it looks crisp because the UI is in 4K, whereas the Xbox Series X UI is in 1080p. So there is a crispness about the PS5 UI and the way they present games, and they kind of let the game become the UI background when you hover over it. It's all right. Nice. It's okay. All great touches. The problems that I have with, first of all, PS5, maybe I've been playing on it a little more or like jumping around on it a little more, but there's been some problems. There's been a couple. Uh-oh, it seems hiccups. Buggy, bro. It seems okay. Like I tweeted this where I said, you know, the Xbox Series X, like, user experience is hands down better than the PS5, but the PS5 makes you believe that it's really, that's right, really serving, mm-hmm, you the most premium experience. Like, when you turn the console on, welcome to PS5, welcome to PlayStation 5, all these particle effects. You know, you're playing Astro's Playroom. It's crazy. Everything's crazy. Everything's, like, crazy transitions, particle effects, 4K, all this stuff, right? It makes you feel like, oh, my God, dude. And it's completely different than the PS4 UI. So you're like, holy shit, bro. This is the future. But, one, navigation. It's not it for me. Like, you now have, you press the home button once, mm-hmm, and you have this little hot menu. The hot menu has, like, all right, your game switcher, has all your little settings on it, your friends list, the power off button, all that stuff. First of all, get rid of that, bro. I just want to press the PlayStation button and go home. Just take me home. I don't want to go, because this hot menu is not useful to me right now. Like, if I press the home, like, what do I want to do if I'm pressing the menu? I either want to pause the game or I want to just switch complete, just go to a new game or go to the store or something. First of all, the game switcher is already like two button presses away. So I got to like flick the stick right twice, get to the game switcher, press X, look through the list of games, and then like select the game, and then it'll launch the game. Whereas if I could just go to the home menu, it's fast enough. Just send me to the home menu, and then all my games are on the front page anyway. I just select my game from there. So the button presses are one thing. And then the trophies are super hard to get to because you either go to the home menu, then like scroll over to the trophies. From what I can see, I may be wrong. There may be an easier way to get to trophies, but mm-hmm, as far as I know, I can't see it. You got to go home, like go to like the game that you're playing, which should be highlighted, and then go over to the trophy section and then open the trophies. And then, like, you need to, like, click into the trophies to show hidden ones and do all this stuff. It just seems so, for a UI that's so swift and quick, like, there's a lot of barriers just from design choices that are slowing you down. It at least slows me down, which is really, really annoying to me. Like, even, like, the biggest thing, and I know this sounds like a PlayStation 5 complaint podcast. I will promise I'll get to
it. We got to get the negative stuff out of the way first.
The biggest thing, Miles Morales, I'm playing it. I bought the PS4 version because I didn't know if I was going to get a PS5 day of or a week later or what. And I was like, you know, I want to play it over the weekend. I bought the PS4 version, downloaded, you know, the version to my PlayStation 5 as soon as I got it. We know on Xbox Series X, Series S, there's smart delivery. There's no place. There's no Xbox One version, Xbox Series X version. It'll just give you the right version.
Right.
You don't have to figure out which one you want to download. PlayStation 5 does not do that. I downloaded the PlayStation 4 version for me. Okay, cool. Like, that seems kind of annoying. Like, why would you download the PlayStation 4 version on PlayStation 5? I don't know. But, like, I'm playing Spider-Man. I played the entire intro of the game. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot there's supposed to be, like, you know, fidelity mode and performance mode. Let me check those out. I'm looking in the settings. Don't see it. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, I swear, like, where is the setting at? I'm looking in all the settings, looking like game options. Like, I exited out of the game and looked into the actual game options. As I'm looking the actual game options, like, I'm like, oh, wait a second. Spider-Man PS5 version is in the game options. So it showed me the second option, clicked on that. I had to re-download the Spider-Man PS5 version. And then I had both copies on my fucking PlayStation 5. So at the PS4 version, if I download the PS5 version, just delete the PS4 version. I don't care, bro. Second of all, it defaulted to the PS4 version. It kept, like, if I exited out of the game and I booted it back up, it would load the PS4 version, which, and like, I know, like, I think I ended up figuring it out where it's like, if you select it through the options or something, it'll lock to PS5 version. Bro, what is going on? Why is that even an option? Yeah. Like, take that out. Like, just let me play the PS5 version. That's so annoying. I know this is only going to be a problem for the next maybe year or two, maybe, where you actually have PS4 and PS5 versions, but it's just so dumb. Stop it. Just stop it. Come on.
You're putting your foot down.
That being said, like, UI is snappy. Store is nice. Like, the presentation of all the games is nice. Like, sharing clips seems pretty easy. I've also never shared clips on the PS4 just because it took forever. I felt like, if I remember correctly, this is really nice and simple. I like all of that. And the games load fast, so there's that. But they really need... And another thing is that they close games. Like, you know, on PlayStation 4, they're like, bro, you sure you're trying to close this game? PlayStation 5, they don't ask you that. They just shut it down without asking. So if I'm like, I'm like, for example, I opened the Share Factory app, which at first I assumed it was just like, and like a thing that I could run alongside my game, where I just open it, share something, and then go back to the game. It's a completely separate app. So it closed out Spider-Man. And then when I went to play Spider-Man, I had to basically reboot it from the beginning. So
yeah, no.
just trash. So yeah, all of those things can be fixed easily. Just with software updates, and I hope they do fix them, but we'll see. Do you have any other questions? Sir,
I don't think I have anything. Actually, I will ask, you know, one, you know, comparison based question. So between PS5, you've played Spider-Man on PS5. Have you played any, like, you know, higher end games? Obviously, I know there's not any, like, you know, real Xbox Series X games, but have you played anything that's like a later generation of the Xbox One X or something on the Xbox yet?
No. So, I mean, technically, yes, but the two games I've played that are like supposed to be Xbox Series X optimized, I played Tetris Effect Connected, which is just Tetris. It looks good. It's in 4K, but it's not like, you know, it looks really nice. Yeah. That's all I can say about it. And then I played Sea of Thieves, which also looked nice, but it also didn't blow my mind. I'm still waiting to play Gears 5. I'm still waiting to play Outer Worlds. So I think Gears 5 will be the real test. Maybe right. Halo Master Chief Collection, once I jump into that, that'll be the real test. But they both look good. Like, in terms of, like, graphical quality, PS5 looks awesome. Xbox Series X looks awesome. Like, Apex Legends, even though that's a game that literally has no enhancements, just being able to play 60 frames per second after playing on 30 on the base PS4.
It's
so nice. It's a game changer. Hold on. Amanda's calling me. Yeah, I mean, both consoles look great. In terms of graphics and performance, I have no complaints on either side. They both run fantastic. The DualSense, you know, a lot of people talked about that. Astro's Playroom, it's really, really cool. Nice. It is, like, as mind-blowing as people say in terms of, like, the level of uses that they put it through, like, the different use cases they put it to and how it enhances the game. 100%. I totally agree with all the sentiments there. The only thing is, like, play Spider-Man Miles Morales, and it does use adaptive triggers and vibrations, but just barely, like, to the point where it really makes zero difference at all. Like, if I was playing on PS4 and versus PS5, the only difference I would say, which is the big difference between PS4 and PS5, is the 60 frames per second or like the ray tracing or whatever.
Gotcha.
Other than that, like, it uses adaptive triggers where it's like, you can't press all the way down on the trigger to swing your web, you like, there's a little bit of resistance right at the end, but you basically can't feel it. Fortnite, I played on the PS5. All the adaptive triggers, like, there is an adaptive trigger where it does kind of feel like, you know, there's a certain level of resistance for the trigger pull for the gun, but all the guns feel the same. So it kind of defeats the purpose, where it's like, okay, every gun I shoot feels like this. So it's just like, oh, there's a strong trigger shooting a gun. Like, it doesn't really make me feel like, oh, like, I picked up this gun, I need to pull this. It just feels like an extra, you know, trigger pull, like a little more. It's kind of cool, but it wears off. So I guess adaptive triggers are really good. I'm just excited to see games like Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, and stuff use them in a meaningful way. Because right now, besides Astro, which I think is the overwhelming example where they're going to push it to its limits, they're going to try crazy things and they're going to implement it at every point they can. Like, I don't know how other games are going to use it and make me be like, oh man, this is crazy. And unfortunately, like, games like Spider-Man can't really use it to impact gameplay in any way, right? Because they have a PS4 version as well. So anything they add is just going to be kind of additive. And even then, I feel like they could have did more. Mm-hmm. So
you need to get a new COD then.
Yeah, I need to try the new COD. I mean, I won't try it because I'm not going to pay for it just to play with the triggers. But I have heard that all the guns are different, which is kind of interesting. I would like to try a demo or something, but I doubt they'll let you.
Maybe one day. They're probably not going to do anything anytime soon. But I could definitely see, you know, down the line within the life cycle of this COD.
I played a little Bugsnax. I did play a little Bugsnax. And that,
we need a separate episode.
That's another episode, and I haven't played a lot, but it does use the controller in a more interesting way, where, like, sounds are coming out of the controller, and they're using the triggers a little
bit.
You
hear them bugs next. You know, they talking, yeah, nothing, aren't they?
Nearly. They are. They're like, you know, bunger, bunger, coming out the damn controller, bro. I'm not even capping.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Nothing besides Astro really has stood out to me as, like, crazy DualSense uses. As gotcha. Of now.
Gotcha.
And then just overall, right? Xbox Series X doesn't have any damn new games. So it's like, I've been playing Ori. I put lots and lots of hours, probably 5 or 6, maybe 7 hours already into Ori since that Series X came out.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've been primarily playing Astro's Playroom. I beat that, got the platinum, and now primarily been playing Spider-Man and then going back and forth between that and Ori. But overall, my impressions of Series X, I've played Tetris Effect, Connected, Sea of Thieves, and mostly Ori. The Series X is a very well-oiled machine. Like, it is the best experience I've had playing games, period, I would say. That's including PC, that's including any other console I've ever played. Like, the way it operates, it's like its main purpose is to play games, and it just does it well. Like, turning on the Xbox and getting into a game is so fast, where it's like, you press the button on the controller, it doesn't make you pick a profile or anything like on PlayStation does. It's just like, hey, Joseph, what's up? Press X, you're in Ori, you're playing already. Switching games, just a single button press, look through your games, launch it. The quick resume is game changing in terms of like, oh, I'm playing Sea of Thieves with the boys, playing, you know, a couple of hours of Sea of Thieves, we're done. Jump straight back into Ori, play hours of that. Like, it really, you really feel how slick and fast you're moving just from game to game, from experience to experience, even just turning it on and getting into the game. You really feel how, like, frictionless all of that is, which is why, like, I'll probably play most of third-party games on Series X. It just feels so good. Like, even like I haven't played on Xbox this entire past generation because I didn't have one, right? But even like the act of getting an achievement, right? You get an achievement and it tells you exactly what you got the achievement for. So it'll be like, hey, you know, Darcy blows, kill 5 whales or something. Like, it tells you. So Like, whereas on PS5, I get an achievement on Miles Morales, and it'll be like, boonga boonga, and that's all it'll tell you. It's like, okay, I don't know what the fuck that trophy is for. So then I have to go back to the home menu and do that whole dance I was talking about to get to the trophy list. So I will say, like, on PS5, the sharing and stuff is better. The DualSense is better. DualSense battery life is trash. I'll get that out there. But DualSense is better. The UI feels cleaner. But Xbox, the actual system and the act of playing games is like, you're zooming. You're zooming through games. Games are loading fast. And you just feel like you're solely playing games, and it's like the best machine built to do that.
That's on that futuristic.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So those are my overall opinions so far. I'm loving them both. I'm excited to play more games on them as more stuff starts to get released. Cyberpunk, I think, is next. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited to hear more in the upcoming months of newer games that announce, or newer games that come out, I guess, probably. Yeah, I guess starting with Cyberpunk, you're right, and then maybe into the middle of 2021, we should have some good updates, I think, some good episodes coming.
Yeah, for people like you and like other people who are like, I think I'll wait, like 100% after like now playing both consoles, waiting is 100% the right move. Like, at least on the PS5 case, like, I can't, like, for the Xbox Series X case, 100%. And obviously, if you don't own a PlayStation at all, or you don't own an Xbox at all, then I think it's a good purchase. But like, as someone upgrading from the PS4 to PS5, graphics look really, really crisp. But other than that, I know people are saying the DualSense is the next generation game changer. Right now, I don't think so. Right now, it's not worth $500 or scalper prices or reseller prices to get into it. Like, it's just whatever. Like, I played Spider-Man PS4 the entire fucking intro on PS5. And I was like, oh yeah, this is clean. I think this is pretty clean. I didn't even notice. Right. Of course, when you see the difference, when you actually boot up the PS5 version, you're like, oh yeah. Okay, I understand. But I don't see why, like, you can play Spider-Man PS4 and be fine. I'm sure you could play Sackboy on PS4 and be fine. Demon's Souls, I was never playing that anyway. So absolutely, wait until Ratchet & Clank comes out. Cop yourself a PS5 then. Hopefully they're in stock. But speaking of all of this, this is exactly what you're doing, right? You picked out Spider-Man for PS4.
I did.
And you're playing through it.
Yes,
I am. You're playing through it. And like, let's just do a non-spoiler discussion of it to kind of wrap the episode up for the last, you know, 15-20 minutes. Give me your overall impressions of the game.
I think that Spider-Man Miles Morales is an excellent Spider-Man 1.5. You know, I think it is the exact level of, like, you know, detail, commitment, and just like, it's the right game to come out 2 years after Spider-Man PS4. I think that when we get to a Spider-Man 2, I'm assuming that's what we'll call it, because we got a lot more story to cover in this universe. There are definitely going to be some more changes. But as for now, just to keep everybody's palates wet, you know, you don't want anybody to feel like they going hungry on Spider-Man. You want them to stay interested in the series. This is perfect for that, mainly because they keep the same, like, Spider-Man feel throughout the game, obviously, because you're playing a fucking Spider-Man game. But they, you know, spin it well enough to where you feel like you're playing something new. Even though, you know, obviously the map is reused. You know, we've got, it's the same New York. They've, you know, covered it in snow. They've added, you know, a little bit more detail to some of the areas, some of the people or whatnot. Nothing too life changing, nothing too crazy or anything like that. What are some other things? Obviously with Miles as a Spider-Man, you know, he moves differently. As that one guy said, he has the swagger of a black teenager. Yeah, he does. He's a black teenager. So
he does.
He does moving different. So that's also pretty cool. And then I guess like the icing on the cake for me is the new abilities that you get. You know, obviously Peter Parker, he's a great Spider-Man. You know, he's the OG. He's the original. Miles got his own flair. He's got his own spice, literally, with his electricity powers or whatever. That's not a spoiler. Everybody knows that. He's got, if you saw
Into, it's in the damn trailer.
It's in the damn trailer. If you saw Into the Spider-Verse, you know he kind of built different, so he can do all this extra shit. And the fact that they put that in the game rather than just, you know, rehashing, oh, this is literally Spider-Man PS4, but now the player model has changed, now the suits are changed. Nah, they added in like new systems to the game, which I really really do enjoy. As far as the story goes, I'll just touch on that really quickly. I think the story,
you haven't beat the game, by the way.
I have not beat the game.
I want to interject that.
That is true. I have not beat the game.
About maybe a little less than halfway, I would say.
A little less than
close to halfway.
Okay. So I am close to the halfway point. The story is fine. I don't have any other than part of me feeling like, okay, it's pretty it's kind of cliche, you know, it's kind of a it's kind of like an open book, like you're taking an open book test or something like that. You know what's going on already, you know. I felt like from the get-go, you and I both felt like we knew what was going on with this game. It did not take long to understand. There may be some twists thrown in there later on that I have not gotten to. But overall, I don't think there's going to be anything like super groundbreaking, super like, oh, wow, like the story, the tone of the game has changed or something like that. No, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think the story is just fine, and I'm excited to finish it. So obviously, Miles Morales is getting that 9 out of 10, bro. For sure.
Yeah. I want to ask you some questions.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm also playing Miles Morales. I think I'm a little closer to the end. We're definitely reaching like the climax or kind of like the conclusion of the game, it seems like. But I've done a lot of the game. I've done basically almost all of the side content. And I'm enjoying it a lot. I love playing as Miles. Even though the story is pretty predictable in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I like the vibe. I like the personality of all the characters. I like the conversations. For whatever reason, they seem so much more organic to me. When Miles is talking with his friend and his mom and all that stuff, like it really feels like it feels authentic. I don't know if that's like, oh yeah, he's black, I'm black. I kind of feel like a connection with him or whatever it is. But a lot of those conversations that happen in the story where, oh, like there's a twist or whatever, that's not really surprising. But then kind of like the follow-up conversation mm-hmm. about those twists that the characters have, I'm like, oh man, like I like this hits me. Like I feel where they're coming from. And I feel the emotions behind it. Some of the shit don't make no sense where it's like, why are like, you know, why it don't got to be this way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it don't got to be like this, bro. With a little common sense, a lot of this could have been avoided, but
of course, of course.
But a lot of the conversations, even though they're like, they'll have conversations and it's like, bro, why are you not talking about X, Y, and Z? Or like, why? Like, a lot of the conversations still feel authentic where it's like, okay, I would have brought this up, but if I was going to have this conversation, this is pretty close to how I feel like it would have went down, in my opinion. The mechanics are crazy, bro. This is what I was going to ask you, man.
Ask away.
How do you feel about going back to Spider-Man, like playing Peter Parker in Spider-Man 2? Because honestly, I don't want to go back to that bum ass original Spider-Man. Now that they've given us all these electricity powers, my man's arsenal is insane. I'm like, how can they make playing as Peter appealing in Spider-Man 2 with some basic ass moveset?
I think we're going to be able to, I think they might open it up multi-character game. That's the only way that I can think of.
We're talking about like Dishonored 2, Emily Caldwin, and
I mean like on the fly, like, you know, Peter Parker is no longer on vacation or whatever bullshit excuse he gave, which I obviously don't believe, whatever. But he's going to be in the city. Miles is going to be in the city at the same time doing, you know, fighting crime or whatever. And you'll be able to like swap between, like, let's say you're Peter Parker's on one side of the city swinging, and you can say, oh, hold on, let me switch to see what Miles is doing. And it like does like a transition over to him, and he's like mid swing doing something on the other side of the map.
Dang, that sounds like the power of the PS5 right there.
Exactly. That's power of the PS5. I think it's an ambitious goal. You know, it's just an idea in my head, and I could very well be disappointed. It could just be Peter Parker by himself sitting there shooting web slingers with 8 different gadgets or whatever bullshit he got going on, bro.
Exactly.
It's just upsetting too, because it's like, wow, like you think Spider-Man's powers are just so cool at first. You're like, wow. And then he's got these cool gadgets. Then they introduce Miles and it's like, wait a minute.
They really hold this man, Peter. First of all, just in the lore alone, bro, they got him these basic ass spider powers. Miles has every power in the book, my guy.
He's about seven of them.
He's basically Static Shock and Spider-Man combined.
Facts.
Like, it's cheating. And I mean, I think, yeah, Peter might just become this Inspector Gadget looking head ass in Spider-Man 2, which I hope is not the case. But y'all got to do something, bro. Y'all got to get y'all got to get Tom Holland in here voicing this man. Y'all got to give me something to make me want to play as original Spider-Man, because Miles got the sauce. That being said, moving along, right? I like how the game streamlines all the stuff that was just so overdone in the first one. So all the crimes, there is hella crimes that are happening, but it's not like, okay, you got to do like 20 crimes in this district, 20 crimes in that district. Right,
in order to get to 100%.
It's not that anymore. Exactly. And also there's like activities, which are basically like little side missions that have like a lot of flavor and like a little backstory going on with them. Even the like challenges, like the little, you know, agility challenges are really fun, I thought. And challenging, but also it's like the payoff is pretty nice. So,
and it's only 3 of those of each type of challenges, so I think that makes it very bearable as well, rather than having to run around the city to 15 different locations for one type of challenge. You know, I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that 100%. So yeah, man, I'm also enjoying it quite a bit. I did want to talk to you about the opening sequence. It's a dumbass question. It's very simple. And this is like, if you've seen nothing on the Spider-Man, this is kind of a spoiler. So, it happens within like the first 5 minutes of the game, not even four minutes. The beginning of the game, Spider-Man, and Miles Morales swinging around. They're like, oh yeah, we got to escort this convoy X, Y, and Z. Basically the Rhino bust out. All right. And you're like, oh, we got to capture this man. Bro, explain to me, Arson. Why they got this man Rhino in full armor and he's supposed to be going to jail. What?
Why is he, every time we see him, he's in full armor?
Is it attached to his, is it like genetically like soldered to his body?
I think it like, is, but like, they got to take that shit off. And I don't care.
Bro, I mean, yeah. I mean, just because it's like, oh, yeah, I got this rocket launcher attached to my arm. Sorry, bro. You going to send me to jail with the rocket launcher? What the hell? Can you please do something?
You got
to
make sure ammo's in there.
Literally, this man comes out of the fucking container with just a pair of rinky-dink handcuffs on. And I'm pretty sure he just busts out of the handcuffs.
He did. He did, indeed.
Like, you're telling me we could just do this at any point? You could just bust out. This man was going to break out of jail regardless. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get better security than that.
I mean, they had him in there in the raft already, like in the first game, and he was pretty secured. And he had to be like, you know, physically let out that time. I think that, I don't know. The armor needs to go. Just take the man's armor off.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't care if he dies from too much pain. It's excruciating. I don't care about all that, bro.
He's a terrorist, bro.
He's a threat. This man just run around the city. And also, I guess another part about that whole entire sequence, what was the goal? What was he trying to do? This man was like,
he was just trying to be free, bro. He was just trying to run around and cause some havoc.
Also, it didn't make any sense why he was just so like, if somebody's on your back, you're just going to keep running, bro? What is the goal? I feel like Rhino.
The Rhino is whack, bro.
He's got to be bottom tier character, bro. Like, I think that the Sinister Six, bro, they should be, you know, these badasses, you know, having a, you know, really threatening Peter Parker's life, really threatening New York. This man Rhino, he's not contributing. He needs to get kicked out.
Vulture's an old ass man, bro. Like, what is this crew y'all got putting together? The only person that's like a lower rank maybe would be that freaking Gold Dust dude in the biker gang from the original game. I don't, like the dude that can, you know, spray paint himself and become invincible or whatever. Huh? I don't know what the, you don't remember him? Maybe he was in the City That Sleeps DLC.
Oh, but yeah. What was his name? What the Gold? Hell you're talking about. Gold, Spider-Man. He's a Spider-Man villain that spray paints himself.
Maybe it's not spray. Yeah, it is dust. What is his name? Tombstone. His name is Tombstone. Oh, he was Tombstone. In the first game.
Okay, yeah, because that motherfucker is gray.
Yeah, yeah. He has that gray stuff on him that makes him basically invincible. I'm like, bro, you running a biker gang? I'm like, this is the best you could do? Come on, my guy. This is a little weak. Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's kind of weak. At least Rhino is out here busting buildings up and stuff. No purpose to it, but he's busting stuff up.
Man has no purpose. Wow. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Man, like, another thing I really, really like about Miles Morales, bro, the beat goes hard.
Always.
The tracks in this game goes hard, bro. Like, the Jaden Smith song in there.
Yes, sir.
Come on, bro.
They just released the music video for it, too.
I haven't seen the video yet. But, yeah, it almost sounds like, you know, whoever's running the Spider-Man operation, the Spider-Man sound operation, they were literally like, yo, Jaden, go ahead and create a song as if you were creating making a song for Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. And just give us that. Because that literally, it sounds like a throwaway album that was supposed to go on Spider-Verse because it fits with that whole sound so well. It's clean. And honestly, I'm like, bro, just rip off Spider-Verse in any way, shape, or form that you can at this point and put in this game, because
Spider-Verse is a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece, right? And any swag that the game takes from Spider-Verse, I'm not complaining. Even the skin, clean as hell.
Oh, yes.
Clean as hell. So, do you like this game more than the original Spider-Man? The feel of it? I mean, I know there's a lot more content in the original Spider-Man, but how does this rate against the original for you?
I think it's kind of tough. I think when you look at, like, I guess Peter Parker, the way he, like, you know, moves, the way he, like, fought or whatever in the game, it's felt a lot more fluid. I think obviously, you know, they probably did that intentionally just because, you know, Miles is supposed to not be that experienced. He's literally has 1 year of experience compared to 8.
Right.
So in that sense, I did like the original Spider-Man game just a little bit more, because I thought the whole entire time I just felt like, oh, wow, like combat is so fluid. Meanwhile, in this game, I do feel like it feels just a little bit, I'm not knocking it. It just feels a little bit clunkier to me. And that kind of gives me a little negative points on Miles Morales. However, I think that all of the rest of the things in the game bring it up to making it, it basically makes, I basically think that it is better than the original Spider-Man. I think so. I think that all the new powers, Christmas time, can't go wrong with Christmas time, bro. Right. The music, obviously, and I just think getting to see Miles, he's a young lad. He's just he's on the up and up in New York, you know. So I think that's a cool look as well. So Miles, it has to go to Miles Morales for me.
Yeah, on my side, I would say the main story of Miles is kind of like it. It's good, but it does not hit to the levels of the Spider-Man Doc Ock kind of story hit.
Mm-hmm.
At least not so far where I'm at in the game. And especially because it was Martin Lee was in the game as well, which is really sick in the first one. But everything else, even the combat for me, like the addition of the new powers and the way that I'm like stringing stuff together, I don't remember. Like it doesn't really stick in my mind how I was playing Spider-Man original. But it almost feels like to me, Miles has everything from there plus extra, especially like there's a couple additional powers you get later in the game where I'm like, oh, this is clean. This is clean. Even some powers that you have not even unlocked yet. I know for a fact where I was like, wait a second. This is pretty clean. So I like the addition of the Venom. Electric powers.
Right.
I like the side stories. I like kind of the culture with Harlem and stuff that they add. I think this game is pretty much better, feels better than Spider-Man in almost every way, with the exception of the main story, in my opinion. The side missions, it doesn't feel like it's ever overstaying its welcome. It doesn't seem like there's a billion different unnecessary tasks, all that stuff. Like the J. Jonah Jameson podcast is all still good.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I need more Miles. If like they got to make Miles playable for at least half the game in the next one, or I'm going to be at Big Insomniac's doorsteps with a picket sign.
Ooh, you're going to be knocking.
And a megaphone. I'll be knocking. I'll be protesting. I'll say, put Miles back in the damn game. I ain't playing with y'all. I'll say it exactly like that.
I'll be there right there with you, bro.
So, I mean, they're both great games, but Miles for sure is a unbelievable follow-up to the original. And I'm excited to finish it up. That being said, man, do you have anything else about Spider-Man, about next gen, about the new consoles, anything like that?
I can't say that I do, honestly. I'm on my end. I'm still quite satisfied with my PC. I'm still waiting on my 3080. If anybody out there listening has the hookup, yeah, I'm shameless, bro. I'm trying to use our limited amount of clout right now for my own personal game.
Very limited.
Give me a 3080, somebody, please. Obviously, I'm paying for it.
My man's up.
But if y'all got up,
please.
Y'all got one, please. And I'm not talking to no scalpers, bro. You're talking about, yeah, I'll get you one for $1,000. Yeah, you can get $1,000 of these hands, bitch. How about that?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I also don't have anything. I hope to have more feedback on the Xbox Series X and bug snacks and stuff as I beat Spider-Man and pick up more games to play. But until then, that's it, man. And we're just gearing up for Cyberpunk.
Yes, sir. Which hopefully we'll be releasing in, 3 weeks? 2.5 weeks?
3 weeks. We'll see. December 10th.
Golly.
We'll see. So, that being said, guys, we're going to give a quick shout out to the player of the game. As always, we highlight somebody in the gaming community that's doing something cool on Twitter or social media. Give them a shout out and ask you to go check them out. This week, I'm shouting out Nerf Alice, who is an artist who I found through the Kinda Funny community. She does crazy sick posts. She's done cyberpunk stuff. She's done Spider-Man stuff. And like all the time, like the official accounts are retweeting her and showing like her artwork and stuff. Wow. So I highly suggest you go follow her, check out some of her art because it's all really cool. So that's Nerf Alice, NERFALICE, on Twitter. And with that, guys, thank you guys for listening to Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com or follow us on social media at playerplayerpod. As always, if you want to help out and support the show, you can go to playerplayerpod.com, and at the bottom will be our coffee link where you can donate small amount to buy us a snack or something, or you could help support the hosting costs for the podcast for the year. And if you guys want to find us individually, you can find me at The Hoop Man on Twitter or Instagram. You can find my co-host Arsene here as Pax Arsenica on Twitter or Arsene Lockpa on Instagram. And before I go, as always, big shout out to the boy Aaron Miller for the intro music.
Yes, sir.
You can follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram and Twitter. And until next time, guys, keep gaming, man.
Keep swinging, too. Nice.